IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hi, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Hali Saravi, your host at The Viewpoint. Here in the studio, I'm accompanied by Brother Ali from the Islamic Seminary of Qom and also Sheikh Rouhani. He's a scholar and a researcher at universities in Qom. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. The first item we're going to talk about is about this phenomenon that we're experiencing these days in the society, the matter of hopelessness. Teenagers, especially families, are experiencing these problems in the society. Let's get to the cause of it. Ideas, any thoughts? Let's start from Brother Ali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Emotions or sensations are an important part of human nature, and most of the time they appear involuntary in person. I mean, we experience many positive or negative emotions throughout our lives. Disappointment is one of these feelings that usually happens to us or captures us. Usually it happens due to these situations or status that we are powerless and we have nothing to do. We are unable to achieve the goals that we have defined for ourselves. So those who are afflicted with this hopelessness or I can say despair are after something, and they feel that they were unable to. They were after something, and they feel that they were unable to achieve that goal. So they feel a sort of backwardness towards whatever happened in their life. So this is one kind of look to this issue. That is, we think that we are not that useful for the society, for the family, for the community that we are in, or we feel that, we cannot find any glimpse of hope into the prosperity or salvation, whether we are going to look at it materially or spiritually. So we think that we are not that useful. So this sense, if it is going to be aggravated and to be strengthened, it is a bit dangerous, and it might cause some danger to the structure of the person, and even at the end of the day might lead to committing a suicide, which is very dangerous. But this is one kind of look at this issue. It is a common psychological kind of look at this. But at the same time, if we refer to the Islamic resources and Islamic texts, we see that this can happen due to the mistakes or sometimes the sins that we have already committed. So, God forbid, we got accustomed to some bad actions and we repeated them, and day in and day out, we never tried to leave them. I mean, those mistakes. I mean, leaving those mistakes and sins. It creates a sense of hopelessness in our personality and in our in our worldview. So what are the ways to get rid of these things is an issue
that we're going to talk about it later.
Sure.
I just want to pose this question to Sheikh Rouhani. What do you think? What is it that, you believe? Is it more internal, the sources of hopelessness, or external? Does it come from within or from outside? Any ideas?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, I want to shed light on this point from the Islamic perspective based on the riwayat and hadith as well as the ayat of the Holy Quran. That what are those things that cause the hopelessness in a person? Hope is something internal, or it is something related to the internal affairs of our life, because the one who is hopeful, so of course he has some beautiful kind of dreams, objectives, purposes in his life, and of course he relies on, for example, very trustworthy kind of sources. He, for example, firmly believes in, for example, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the God's graces. That's why he became actually hopeful. Hope is not something that be given to the people from outside. It should be within our mind. It should be, of course, something eternal, because it's like idea. Idea is always inside us, not outside. That is why if the one is of a firm belief in something, if the one is very much, or his life is or her life is very much purposeful, and he has, for example, beautiful, let's say, ideas, dreams, let's say, objectives, purposes in his life. So, of course, in that case, that person could be a kind of hopeful person seeking the knowledge, seeking or fulfilling their dreams, trying to attain or achieve their objectives of life. These are the things that can give us hope and life. But beyond that, there is the presence of our Lord in our life. If the one lives in the presence of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he believes firmly that there is God and God is always observing him, and actually he is caring about him, providing him with all the things that he needs, with sustenance, all these things can give a better hope for a person who is faithful. So the one who is faithless, without iman, without faith, of course, this kind of person always are hopeless, because hope is, it means that you rely on something, you trust on something. So that thing that you trust on, that thing that you rely on, that should be like absolutely powerful, that should be absolutely perfect, that should be the absolute source of beauty, source of pleasure, source of, let's say, hope. Otherwise, you cannot live hopefully in this world while there are lots of hardships, difficulties, challenges, shortcomings that we face in our life. So each one of these things every day can make us hopeless. But if someone believes firmly in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is there, he is caring, and he is actually managing and controlling each and everything in this universe, and the whole universe is purposeful, the creation of the universe is purposeful, and man's creation is purposeful, and that is the ultimate kind of pleasure, ultimate kind of beauty that one can attain at the end of the day. So this kind of life would be full of hope. Otherwise, of course, being hopeful and living hopefully is really difficult in this material world in which we face and we suffer lots of shortcomings and lots of, let's say, hardships.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. But, you know, there is a question here. I think this is the question of many, many of our audiences or listeners. You know, in a world full of calamities, full of difficulties and hardships, it's really hard to find hope. I mean, we are living there are wars, different parts of the world. Mm-hmm. We see people killing each other. You know, so many calamities, as I said earlier. So, isn't it hard for people to find hope? But don't you think?
Well, it depends on the kind of look that we have at the life and our worldview. We see this world as an opportunity for ourselves to, or let's say, a scene of test, because we believe that this short life is a sort of test for us to prepare ourselves for the other, for the next world, for the other life. We have seen these calamities and, let's say, difficulties that you're talking about are not something new. They have been with human beings from day one of the creation. I mean, they are not quite new. So let's see how people actually tackled and behaved such calamities. We have different kinds of people that we can study. We have some people from the elites of the society, and we have some commonly and ordinary people. But who are our role models? It depends that who are going to be our role models. We have, for example, the life of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. You see, his life was full of hardships.
Very difficult.
And Prophet Ayub, alayhi salam, so how did he live? And how he treated and how he tackled this difficulty that it lasted almost for 200 years of illness. It's not something easy. I mean, saying it is easy, but tolerating it for a couple of days would be really serious. So we see that what we have been asked to be patient like them and to see the whole world beautiful rather than dreadful. So this kind of look, thinking positively, actually changes your worldview. So as much as we are positive, we can make the environment around us, the whole world, the universe beautiful and prosperous. So it depends, as I said, in our kind of look towards the universe and the worldview that we have. So being positive, like the religious authorities, like the leaders of the human beings in the course of history, actually gives us this glad tiding that, okay, so there is a chance. There is a chance for us that even in these calamities, we see nothing except beauty. Like what Lady Zainab Salamallahu Alaihi said after martyrdom of 18 people from her family, her own children. She said, "O ma ra'aytu illa jamila." You see, I haven't seen except beauty.
So it seems it's. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. It seems like it's a journey, isn't it? It's
definitely
like a life experience.
Definitely, we are in this journey, and this journey is meaningful for us. I mean, suppose that you are taking this journey, and the way that you look at this journey makes it beautiful or dreadful. Suppose that you are going to the north of this country, I mean, in summer, while the weather is highly humid.
Yeah.
But you might say that, okay, so the weather is that bad, it can be tolerated, but at the same time, you see some people from your own relatives, and you enjoy your stay there, you enjoy the beauty, the green scenery of that. Then these are the things that make it more beautiful, not that negative aspect of it.
So can I say the way you interpret the
definitely
world?
Definitely, yeah. This
is how you see the world and your worldview.
In a monotheistic worldview, in a Tawhidi worldview,
no.
We welcome everything from the side of God as beauty. Even the martyrdom that in the eyes of some is very dreadful and very difficult and very bad, in the eyes of a believer is very sweet, you see. That's why the companions of Imam Hussein al-Islam, they were competing to be martyred and to defend the goal and the idea that they have been fighting for, you see. So this worldview changes everything. So you think that whatever comes to you is beautiful.
Okay, yes. Thank you very much. Well done. That was great. I hope we could talk more and more about this issue. I hope in the future we can have more time to discuss these ideas and these subjects.
Inshallah.
So thank you for coming. It's time to wrap up today's episode. Thank you all for listening. May the mighty Allah bless you all.
شفعة أنا لها